Thousands of Bahrainis have gathered in a village east of the capital to mourn the death of an anti-regime protester killed earlier by security forces. Activists accused police of preventing the victim's family from taking him to the hospital. Meanwhile, Saudi-backed regime forces raided several homes in another village, making several arrests. A bomb blast in Pakistan's Northwest Quram Agency has left at least 26 people dead. Dozens more have been injured in the bombing, which ripped through a market in the town of Parachinar. Local officials say the explosion took place near a mosque as people were returning from Friday prayers. In Saudi Arabia, activists say regime forces have arrested more people in the eastern province. Saudi forces are said to have patrolled the streets in Safwa, north of Qatif, randomly abducting young men. Activists and protesters are planning a march later on Friday to mark the first anniversary of their uprising. German President Christian Wolff has resigned following a series of corruption allegations against him. His resignation came after investigators, for the first time in German history, asked Parliament to lift the president's immunity. Wolff is suspected of abuse of power while in office as state governor. A strike by ground workers at Frankfurt Airport has caused the cancellation of hundreds of flights. Apron controllers, tasked with guiding planes in and out of parking slots, have walked off their jobs demanding higher wages. The walkout is expected to continue until 2100 GMT. Oil prices continue to rise. Brent crude is being traded at above $120 a barrel. U.S. light sweet crude has also risen to over $102 a barrel. Press TV said on Wednesday that Tehran would cut exports to six EU states unless long-term agreements are struck. In Greece, scuffles have broken out between police and students protesting the government's tough austerity measures. The protesters threw stones at riot police in front of the Greek parliament in the capital, Athens. Several students were arrested. Reforms and education spending cuts have already caused shortages in schools throughout the country. And armed robbers have stolen dozens of artifacts from a Greek museum in ancient Olympia. According to a local mayor, the stolen items were of incalculable value. The country's culture minister has offered to resign over the matter. It is the second major robbery from Greek museums in 2 months.